This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on the need for fostering partnerships with global cooperative organizations to expand the Indian cooperative sector. He also stressed on promoting organic products through cooperative organizations. The Prime Minister today chaired a high-level meeting to review the progress of the cooperative sector in the country. The meeting was attended by Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah and senior officials. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's achievements and successes have sparked a new wave of hope across the globe. He said, "Today the whole world is saying that it is an era of India." Addressing an event organized by a private news channel in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, "India is driving global growth today and moving at a faster pace on the path of development."
आज पूरी दुनिया कह रही है ये भारत की सदी है, भारत की उपलब्धियों ने, भारत की सफलताओं ने पूरे विश्व में एक नई उम्मीद जगाई है। जिस भारत के बारे में कहा जाता था ये खुद भी डूबेगा और हमें भी ले डूबेगा, वो भारत आज दुनिया की ग्रोथ को ड्राइव कर रहा है।
Prime Minister Modi said, "Today's India thinks big, sets ambitious targets and delivers remarkable results." Mr. Modi said, "India is among the top 5 countries in solar energy capacity." He said, 42 lakh crore rupees have been transferred into the accounts of the beneficiaries so far through direct benefit transfer. Mr. Modi said, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. The Prime Minister said he wants to bring 1 lakh youngsters into politics and they should be first-timers in their families. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India will develop its own graphics processing unit GPU within the next 3 to 4 years. He said that the cost of India's AI model computation GPU is the lowest in the world at around 67 crore I beg your pardon, at around 67 rupees per hour after a 40% government subsidy. Launching the AI Kosh, AI Compute Portal and other AI-based initiatives in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw said that 1 year ago, the India AI Mission was approved by the Cabinet and the country has achieved a lot in the field of artificial intelligence. He said that earlier, the government had set a target of 10,000 GPUs but has surpassed the target and reached 14,000. The minister said that in the coming 5 years, India will be among the top 5 nations in the world in key technology sectors like semiconductors, artificial intelligence and telecom. An active terrorist of Babbar Khalsa International BKI and an ISI module identified as Lajar Masih has been nabbed by the Uttar Pradesh Special Task Force STF and Punjab Police in a joint operation today. According to the UP STF, the operation was carried out in the Kokhraj Police Station area of Kaushambi district. The security personnel have recovered illegal arms and explosives, including 3 active hand grenades, 2 active detonators, 13 cartridges and 1 foreign-made pistol from the possession of the terrorist. Uttar Pradesh DGP Prashant Kumar said that the accused Masih had planned a major terrorist attack during the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. European Union leaders today began a day of emergency talks to strengthen their own security and ensure that Ukraine will still be properly protected. Friedrich Merz, the likely next Chancellor of Germany, and Summit Chairman Antonio Costa discussed in Brussels ways to fortify Europe's defences on a short deadline. In Indian Super League football, Punjab FC defeated Hyderabad FC 3-1 at Gachibowli Stadium in Hyderabad tonight. For Punjab's, Alex Aji, Luka Matsin and Shami Singh Mayum scored 1 goal each. In the Women's Premier League WPL T20 cricket match, UP Warriors have set a victory target of 151 runs before Mumbai Indians at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Stadium in Lucknow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.